Look out, a brand new festival for Nuki. It's free, it's daytime, it's across three different spaces in the town, three spaces that we think aren't often used for this kind of activity. We're bringing a whole range of drop-ins, activities, performances, and some standalone shows to animate and excite between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 6th of September.
Tell us about these locations. Where are they and what's happening in each of them?
Yeah, so we'll start with Tower Beach, well known. So go to North Tower. We've got a couple of fantastic shows there. One of them is a two-handed dance piece exploring plastic waste in the ocean. We've got an aerial rig set up there with a show called Wipeout, which is coming fresh from the National Maritime Museum, actually. This is the first time it's come out of the museum and it's being performed on the sand. It's a show about the history of surfing in Cornwall. And so we're better to have it than the home of UK surfing with a backdrop of the waves. We've got a beach labyrinth going on the beach, so you can come and help build it and then navigate it. We've got Steamco, who are bringing their pop-up rocket making. We've got City of Lights, who are doing flag making with their flag installation, and more besides. We've got Nuki Volleyball down there as well. Then let's move over to Beachfield Gardens. Probably most people will know it. It's the little green space in between Walkabout and I'll Visit Salt Sheds. We've got more circus there, including Matt Pang, who's bringing his show called Thingamabob. He was down here last on the Fly Sellers, for those who might remember, a year ago with the show Those in Glass Houses. And then we've got one of my favourites, Sam Goodburn, who is an internationally recognised street performer. He's the only person in Europe who currently unicycles, an unmodified unicycle across a tight wire. We've also got loads of live music there, and stalls with Youth Art Connect and Blister Arts and Nuki Chess. And then the final space is a slightly unusual one. It's called Ayrton Gardens. Now, I did not know this was the name of the site until relatively recently. It is the green terraces, commonly known and referred to as the Wavy Bench site, that drop down from Sailors down to Towin. So we have got a stage there with loads of community performance, you know, choirs, dance groups, got some more circus up there. We've got Juicy Roots, who are doing a drop-in collaborative mural and music. We've got face painting and balloonology up there. So yeah, those are the three sites, and that's just a taste of all the activity.
Now, that's a lot going on, and we know there's other events happening around town on the day. How's it been organizing something on this scale?
Personally, it's definitely the biggest project I've ever done. I've been running events, and I tend to get excited about doing events in unusual spaces, but to do an event of this size in three different spots, I've been cracking away. I've got a couple of people who've been helping me, and an amazing group of more experienced than me people turning up the night before and on the day to help do what would be called the production side of it, gazebos and power and PAs and safety and marshalling. It's been really, really enjoyable, and I really see this festival as the first of many moving into the future. So I'm sure there will be some learning from it. But as you say, there's lots going on that day, and it's part of a wider crosstown event. I'm considering it to be the biggest community event kind of that has bubbled up in the town certainly since I've been in Nuki for 20 years. It's called the Be Nuki Big Day Out. So Be Nuki is part of the Cornwall Council supported Experience Nuki project, and the Be Nuki Big Day Out brings four separate events together, one of which is Lookout that I've just described. Also brings the Big Nuki Market, which happens monthly, which is taking place on Bank Street, and then also down at the Harbour, which leads me on to Harbour Festival, which has become a really exciting annual festival. It's kind of grown out of the Fish Festival and is run by the Boathouse down there. Ray and Nuki are going to be down there. And then the final event is the Town Council Summer Finale, which is the annual knees up on the Killer Court. So the idea is people can move between all these wonderful events over the course of the day. It starts at 10, runs right into the evening, and that's the Be Nuki Big Day Out.
In terms of where you think Nuki is right now, there's so many exciting things happening in Nuki, isn't there, culturally?
Yeah, I think so. I think I love the word culture, because I don't think anyone's got a monopoly on it. And Nuki has already got a really rich culture. You know, we think about our fishing heritage, and to some extent our kind of mining heritage with the railway, and obviously our heritage back to Victorian times as a tourist destination. And we've obviously got a very strong surf and outdoor culture and wellness culture. But I do feel, in terms of breadth of culture, it's really nice to see more and more, I I guess what I would call like creative experiences and events. They've always been there, and you know, but I think the range, variety, and I suppose the standard, like standard of creativity and like culture and events is not a better or worse thing, but to be able to have more and more coming from further afield. And a big part of what Groundswell does and what I hope Lookout Festival brings is we're not only supporting and showcasing loads of local performers and talent, but we're being able to get our hands on some great shows from kind of further afield. And that's, for me, it's all about that range, and also giving Newquay a sense of pride that these things can happen here. You know, the markets are a great example of like a standard and a quality of event. And the Harbour Festival has kind of come out of, you know, the Fish Festival died for a while and for various reasons that are understandable, but it's great to see that resurface. And I do think there's a lot going on in Newquay and a lot of people who have got to get up and go and like just make stuff happen. And I can see it growing from strength to strength.